Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 9th. The grains closed mixed with July corn down 6 cents at 6.04 1/4. The December corn was only down 2.5 cents at 5.30 1/2. July wheat up 4 cents, 6.30 1/4. And July beans up 23 1/4 cents at 13.86 1/2. November beans finished up 15 1/4 cents, closing over $12 for the first time in about a month at 12.04 1/4. The meal was down 6.80. The bean oil was up 2.09 here. The reports came out. It was really what I call a nothing burger. They left the yield on corn and beans unchanged, left production unchanged. The carryouts up about 35 million in the corn, 2.257. The beans up 15 million at 350, and the wheat up 6 million at 562. The world carryouts up about a million in the corn, the beans up 1.2 million, and the wheat up about 6.4 million metric tons. The wheat was a pretty big number out there, well above what they were looking for. The wheat production came in 1.665. That's 6 million more than last month. The Brazilian beans were raised a million metric tons. The corn was raised 2 million metric tons. Argentinian corn down 2 million, and the beans down 2 million. They still may be way off in the beans. The Argentinians have them at 21 million metric tons. USDA has got them at 25 million metric tons. So there's more room for lower production numbers there. You know, like I said, I didn't think this report was really, you know, too much out here. I think the rain forecast for the weekend, we're looking at maybe 0.6 inch of rain between Saturday night and Sunday. Not enough to bust this drought by any stretch of the imagination. That put a little bit of pressure on the corn market. The beans were supported by that sale this morning. Old crop, you know, acted pretty darn good here. So overall, I thought, you know, the beans, wheat certainly acted pretty good. You know, the D's corn only closed 2.5 off its highs. It was 7.5 off its lows. You know, I think that was, you know, fairly impressive out here, considering the numbers were a little bit bearish all the way around. So we kind of ignored the rains out here to some extent. We ignored some of the bigger numbers that we saw. And I think that's a reflection that the market really doesn't believe the corn yield or the bean yield, you know, here in the U.S. They kicked that yield can down the road. And looking at what we've got out here, all this dry weather, it certainly isn't helping. So that's what I see out here. I think, you know, if we come in and we don't get much rain over the weekend, we'll be sharply higher on Monday. If we get the rains, I think the pros will buy a break again Sunday night. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.